everyone, and welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, and you've come to the right place, today we have a very interesting show. We have a very special guest, Daryl Buchanan, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development for the Allegra Network. And Allegra Network is one of the world's largest graphic communication franchises, linking more than 600 locations in North America and the United Kingdom. And that's coming up on Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around, we got a great show.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry, you made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And Don, welcome back on this Thursday, April 12th of 2007. How's your week going, my friend?
Yeah, going fine, Marty. Doing well, feeling great.
Good, good. I know you had a busy week.
Yeah, it's been going. It's been going well. You know, we talked a lot about the franchise show, and
yeah,
It's really it was really nice going there, meeting people, and you know, right now getting a lot of callbacks and follow-up from the show and so forth. Some you know, pretty positive stuff going on. So
absolutely,
yeah.
Imagine this is one of your busier weeks too, Don. You know, I guess after the show, you know, a lot of people calling in and things like that. Franchisors, franchisees, you know. So,
well, also because it's the beginning of the year too. It always seems like
that's
the
true.
Early part of the year.
Exactly.
You know, maybe people have New Year's resolutions, and it just seems like it's one of the busier times in franchising. I guess people are thinking about their life and possibly looking to start up a business or a franchise. So that, you know, that factors into it also.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say our last show, though, we got to meet with Warren Gresham. That was an incredible show, wasn't it? What were your thoughts on last week's show?
I'll tell you, after I spoke to him, I was all pumped up, motivated. I started hitting the phones. I was selling.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a real straightforward guy. I mean, he's a motivational speaker. He has so much sales experience. His whole story is interesting. He started in the garment district in his 20s, became a top seller, and really got some great advice, but... You know, he gave some real nice practical advice in general to us. It was interesting how he said in sales to do take it personally. A lot of times people say, don't
that
take
was
it personally.
Yeah. He was very honest, you know, in his presentation. You know, I thought that was very interesting. You know, I said it's no wonder, you know, that he's in the Hall of Fame of speakers. You know, I mean, as you said, I mean, after that show, I just wanted to get on the phone, you know, and call everybody and you know, get some rejection. You know, it's... he has this incredible ability to motivate and inspire people. And you can actually see some of his presentations, Don. If you ever go to Warren's website, you can actually see him speak live. And I tell you, that's an incredible experience. I mean, he was great on the phone, but when you get to see him live, it's just something totally different.
Yeah.
I
like his style, to be relentless, to kind of have an edge. And if someone tells you no in sales, to kind of, you know, do take it personally, like I mentioned. It's interesting. What did he say? You know, count up the no's. The more no's you get,
don't count the yes's, count the no's.
Right.
That's kind of brilliant. That changed the whole perspective of sales, if you think about it, you know. And, you know, again, I thought, you know, last week's show, and it wasn't just for salespeople. I mean, it was really for, you know, business owners. It was for prospective franchisees, even franchisors, if they were listening to the show. You know, I thought anyone could really benefit from listening to that show.
I think that's part of the services, to train franchisors to, you know, because they have to, you know, part of their whole situation is selling, too. I mean, sales is everything, not everything, but a big part of it. So it could be for the franchisee, franchisor. And I like the way he stressed to be goal-oriented. And we asked him, of course, several questions. And, you know, he said the higher attitude when we asked him, what do you look for in a new franchisee? And he really stressed attitude being so important.
Yeah, he did. You know, it's just, I thought one of the many learning lessons from last week, Don, there's a lot of people don't succeed because they fear rejection. You know, and you have a background in sales. I have a background in sales, you know, and they fear rejection because they don't know how much rejection they actually need to make a sale, you know. And it's so important to keep track of how many prospects you need to speak to before you can actually get a sale. You know, so like in other words, if you know that 30 phone calls will yield you, let's say it's 5 appointments, and 5 appointments lead to one sale, you know that you need 29 no's to make one sale. You know, and that changes the whole perspective of a no. You know, so don't count the yeses, count the no's. You know, it's really quite brilliant if you think about it. You know, in sales, as Warren was mentioning, it's a byproduct of activity. You really have to turn it into, you know, we spoke a lot on this show about habits, you know, turning it into a habit. That's so important because I think, you know, a lot of times when you get comfortable, Don, and I don't know if you've ever had this experience, when you're doing well in sales, you know, I would admit to it, you know, you kind of get comfortable. You get in this comfort zone where you say, you know what, I don't have to prospect anymore.
Right.
I'm
I'll
so good at my
today.
Exactly. Right. And it's so easy to get sucked into that. And it's dangerous. You know, it's really, you have to turn the prospecting is really the most important thing in sales. You have to religiously do it every day. You know, and it doesn't matter if you got 8 sales the day before, you have to continue to do it.
Right. He almost has like a military approach to it, very regimented. Just make sure you keep
it really
making
does.
Those calls, whether it's going good or bad, and to just be relentless. Just keep at it and have a system and follow it.
Absolutely. You know, and if you know, for our, you know, our listeners, if you missed last week's show, I strongly recommend that you listen to it. I mean, it was very, very motivational, educational, inspirational. And, you know, it's been the whole mission of our show as well, too, Don, you know, to do all those different things. So, great show. You know, I really had a lot of fun. And, you know, we're going to have Warren back on the show because we didn't even get to speak.
Right.
Oh, yeah, ask him, you know, I wanted to get into entrepreneurship as well. He has a radio show, and he talks about things like that as well. And he has a different perspective on entrepreneurship as well. You know, it's he talks about, like, a lot of the important things. You know, he gets into, like, having, like, a health savings account, and, you know, he's very big on disability insurance, and, and a lot of those other perspectives that we don't always get, you know. So it's just very, very informative.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show. Well, I know there's a lot going on in the news this week, Don. I know you had a couple interesting things that were going on.
Yeah, well, first let's talk about maybe a little bit what we have going on today. And,
good.
Today we're meeting with Daryl Buchanan, who's the VP of Franchise Development for Allegra Network Franchise System.
Oh,
they're one of the largest graphic communication franchises, and they link more than 600 locations, Marty, North America and the United Kingdom.
Wow.
They're in the top 200 in sales among all franchise companies in the world, and they're considered a leader in franchise training, technology, implementation, system profitability. And they have six brands under their printing division.
Wow.
So we'll go over all that with Daryl. They also have a franchise Signs Now under its sign division. Members of its printing division offer advanced graphic communication technologies, including full-color printing, graphic design services, electronic publishing, digital color copying, high-speed copying, online file transfer. Do a bunch of stuff.
That industry is booming too, Don. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of growth in that particular industry. You know, so I want to talk to Daryl about. You know, and I think as more people even use the internet, you know, as a lot of home-based businesses, I suspect that their business is growing with the growth of the internet. You know, so yeah, I'm looking forward to, you know, speaking to Daryl about that.
Yeah. So the same here. April 19th next week, we're going to be hosting our own show. We're going to. Talk about how we got involved in entrepreneurship and franchising, and because we've been doing this now for months and really have never talked in detail about ourselves and how we got involved in the business. And we're going to talk about, you know, our own advice on what to give to aspiring entrepreneurs. And we'll talk about, obviously, people we've had on the show and what we've learned. We've learned a lot from the different people we've had on.
We really have. I mean, it's been an incredible learning experience, Don. I mean, I think today is show number 20. You know, so here we are. We have this library of like 20 different shows, and I tell you, after every single show we've done, I mean, it's just I've learned 5 to 10 different things. You know, I mean, you and I can write a book after doing 20 shows of this. You know, I mean, it's just been incredible, you know. So I want to share all that information with our listeners. You know, it's might be
That's
tough
a future
to do.
Goal. Let's write a book.
Exactly. Absolutely. We're going to have to because there's just so much to tell, you know.
Right.
You know, by the end of the year, I think we're going to be the smartest people on the planet when it comes to franchising. So, absolutely.
Yeah, good. On April 26th, Marty, we're going to be meeting with Jim Cohen.
Good.
We just met at the Franchise Show down
He's
at
a
DC.
Great guy, isn't he? He's
yeah.
A very, you know, down-to-earth personality. And, you know, Jim had a show on franchising as well, and it was a very informative show. I like him. He's a good guy. He's very, very knowledgeable.
He's the founder of Franchise Perfection. They do franchise consulting work. He's got over 25 years of franchise marketing entrepreneurial experience. And like you said, he used to host a popular radio show in Boston called Let's Talk Franchise.
That's right.
Broadcast on an AM station there, 1060 WBIX in Boston.
That's right.
He'll tell us all about key skills to franchise consulting for those interested in buying a franchise business opportunity. So
that's great.
That's coming up soon. We look forward to meeting with him. And as far as news, Marty, I have something here from the Franchise Business Review, titled New Franchise Business Review Report Indicates Strong Satisfaction Among Franchise Owners, dated March 22nd out of Maine. The 2007 Industry Report on Franchise Satisfaction, released today by Franchise Business Review, indicates that an overwhelming percentage of franchisees across North America are satisfied with their business investment. Since here, 82%. The franchise owners gave their franchise system a positive rating.
That's
pretty
great.
Impressive.
Absolutely.
Report also indicates that the majority of franchisees are meeting or exceeding their financial expectations. All in all, franchising continues to be an attractive and rewarding opportunity for individuals looking to have a little more control over their future, says Eric Stites, founder and president of Franchise Business Review.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 12 months, we have surveyed thousands of franchisees from hundreds of different franchise systems, and the majority of these folks are happy with making money. And also, according to the report, 90% of franchise owners gave a positive grade to the quality of the products and services provided by their franchise company. On the question of business ethics, franchises scored an 86% favorable rating.
Good.
And on the very important question here, it says on financial performance, 2 out of 3 franchisees rated their long-term growth opportunity as strong or very strong.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
So it's like a report card, Don, almost, you could
right.
say. You know what I mean? On like a satisfaction survey. And that's a pretty interesting approach. You know, that's good.
Yeah, one strong franchise called Fast Signs International is one of the franchise companies surveyed by Franchise Business Review and has been ranked best in category for business service franchises for the last 2 years. He says, we are both excited and proud to receive continued recognition in the area of franchise satisfaction, stated William McPherson, VP of Domestic Franchise Development at Fast Times.
Right.
Our ability to continue to grow our network is significantly impacted by our franchisee satisfaction. He says, I can't think of a better validation to this than to be recognized by Franchise Business Review. And it was nearly 20,000 franchise owners participated in this review, Marty.
Wow, that's a lot.
Included 100 different franchise companies from many different industries, including food, services, retail. And they asked franchise owners over 40 questions. And you can actually, I guess, for a free download on the information, you can go to franchisebusinessreview.com.
Right, right.
So,
it's interesting if you take those numbers, Don, and you kind of turn them around. You know, I mean, you notice it didn't say 100%. You know what I mean? The numbers were up there. They're like 86%. But, you know, there are a percentage of people that are going to go into franchising, and you know what? They're not going to be satisfied. They're going to be
right.
very dissatisfied, you know? And that's something that I think you and I emphasize as well is, you know, that this franchising thing is certainly not for everybody, you know? So,
and you have to do your due diligence.
Absolutely.
It's not going to work out for everybody.
Exactly. So that's so important, you know, is to take those numbers, you know, if you say an 86% satisfaction survey, you know, but, you know, maybe 14% or 10% or 5% were, you know, very dissatisfied because
right.
they should have never got into franchising probably in the first place. You know, it wasn't
right.
for them. You know, we had a lot of people on the show like your Michael Gerbers or your Nick Bibby's, you know, and they mentioned that, you know what, franchising is not for everybody. Maybe you're so entrepreneurial that you need to start your own franchise, you know.
Right, like Carol Mercurio at FranChoice.
Exactly,
yeah.
Certainly. So this is very interesting numbers. I'm going to have to, you know, take a look at that.
Here's something from the International Franchise Association, their newsletter, the IFA Insider. I guess that's their volume 12, issue number 8, dated April 9th. The U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs honors the 700th VetFran franchisee at the Expo kickoff, which is the IFE show, the franchise show we talked about. U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Jim Nicholson recognized former Marine Alan Martinez, who recently purchased a Virginia barbecue franchise, as the 700th U.S. military veteran to acquire a franchise small business using financial incentives offered by the International Franchise Association's VetFran program. The announcement was made during the March 30th opening ceremony of the 16th annual IFE show down in D.C., which, of course, we were at. So,
right.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. He's the 700th opening a franchise. They say our expansion of this government business agreement gives an extra boost to those who have devoted part of their lives to their country and want to enter or reenter the economic mainstream, says Secretary Nicholson. It furthers VA's mission to help with the transition by encouraging business ownership. VetFran, formerly titled the Veteran Transition Franchise Initiative, is a voluntary effort undertaken by nearly 250 IFA member companies, which agree to offer financial incentives to honorably discharge veterans. They discounted him $5,000 from his franchise fee.
You're kidding.
So, I mean,
wow.
that's big, you know.
Yeah, I think that's a great organization. You know, I think we've mentioned that on a couple, you know, different shows, Don. I think it's so important. You know, it's a nice incentive. You know, and these guys deserve it too. Absolutely.
And we're going to have the whole list of every franchisor who offers the program is going to be on our show page.
Good.
If not already, but we'll have it on there, right?
Yeah, I think you actually sent that to me, or your girl sent that to me yesterday. So
right.
we'll have that up on the show page sometime today. I'll get that up there.
We have a little bit of time for one more story here?
We do, absolutely.
Okay. Good, yeah. Here's something through Gainesville.com. by Anthony Clark, Sun Business Editor, title From Frat House to Franchise, UF, University of Florida alums tell Wing's own tale. Matt Friedman and Adam Scott started delivering chicken wings from the Pi Kappa Phi fraternity house in 1991 with $500 invested in food, flyers, and a phone line. This year they will open their 100th Wing Zone restaurant and take in an estimated $55 million in sales. This is, you know, a real interesting story here. The University of Florida alums were back in Gainesville Wednesday speaking to UF business students to kick off their four-college tour to encourage entrepreneurship. Scott said they were sharing their experiences to give back to students since college markets catapulted us to success, he says. Friedman dreamed up the delivery business while thinking about what he wanted to do after graduation. At the time, he said no one in Gainesville was offering chicken wings as favorite food. While other frat brothers shot down the idea, Scott, a pizza delivery driver, was enthused. After they passed out menus on campus, their phone started ringing off the hook. And soon they outgrew their frat house kitchen and went open a restaurant. He tells a story here that they walked into banks when they were 18 and 20 years old. They had their best suits on, which meant that it was their only suit. And they had a one-page business plan. He says it was pretty comical. He says they got laughed out of the bank, you know, out of all banks, just laughed at them. So they turned to their parents, you know, described as middle class, and I guess they got some small loans of a few thousand. And they opened up their first restaurant in 93. And they gave themselves small salaries, and, you know, Wing Zone opened a second Gainesville store, Marty, in 95, and over the next 5 years opened in other college towns. Just a real interesting, you know, just true American story of the American dream. They just
absolutely
found a niche and something he liked, and, you know, it's very simple. It's food, it's delivery, but he built it up. In 99, they moved to Atlanta and started their franchise program. They now have 85 stores, 18 in process of opening, and 150 committed through next year. And Entrepreneur Magazine named the company number 240 of its 2007 Franchise 500. The magazine has recognized them among the 500 fastest-growing privately held franchise businesses every year since 98. That's a real motivational type story.
It is. It really is. Absolutely. That's something.
Yeah.
That's good.
Chicken wings.
Whoever imagined, you know, it's an American dream, though, you know. I mean, we've heard lots of stories like that since we've been doing this, you know. So,
I mean, I was in a fraternity in college, and I never thought up that idea.
Oh, absolutely. There you go. And I didn't either, you know. But I think our guest is here, Don. So,
okay.
I think what we'll do here is we'll break, Joe, and when we come back, we'll be back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's DUCTZ, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Listen, the world is talking. World Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And our next guest is Daryl Buchanan, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development for Allegra Print and Imaging. And the Allegra Network is one of the world's largest graphic communication franchises, linking more than 600 locations in North America and the United Kingdom. The company ranks in the top 200 in sales among all franchise companies in the world. And Allegra Network is considered a leader in franchise training, technology, implementation, and system profitability. Good morning, Daryl. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, who is also the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with prospective franchisees when they're ready to finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi to Daryl, Don.
Yeah, hi, Daryl. I appreciate you coming on the show. And like I told you, Marty, Daryl and I have known each other. How long now, Daryl? It's been about at least 3 or 4 years we've been working with each other,
right? 3 or 4 years and really enjoyed the relationship. Don's been very helpful in helping our franchisees on the SBA side.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's been great. You've been keeping us busy lately and working with a lot of prospects right now. So we've enjoyed the relationship, too, as you guys are growing, and we're going to, of course, continue that. So
great.
Yeah, good. I'm
glad I could be here.
Happy to have you on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he said a lot of nice things about you, Daryl. He was so we're excited to have you on the show.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
I want to thank you again, Daryl, for coming on the show today. You know, congratulate you on the success and growth of Allegra. Can you tell us where you're calling from today?
I'm calling from Northville, Michigan. That's where our headquarters is.
Okay, great. I heard, you know, I was talking to Tina yesterday. I'm sorry we couldn't have her on the show today, Daryl. We're going to have to have her back, but it is true. It's snowing there yesterday?
Yeah, it's, we're getting a little bit of snow. Temperatures are maybe in the mid-30s. Hopefully we'll start to get some nice weather soon.
Unbelievable, huh? That's something.
Don, Easter, amazing.
Yeah, really. Don and I have mentioned, you know, in previous shows, Daryl, you know, about what's happening in that part of the country, you know, with the auto workers, and you know, how many of them are going to be losing their jobs and things like that. And you said that, you know, buying a franchise could be the next alternative for that particular market, you know, because I know the economy is struggling in that particular area.
Yeah, it has been a little bit of a, you know, a challenge in this particular market, obviously, with all the downsizing.
Right.
With the big three and then a lot of the tier one, tier two suppliers. So
right.
We have a lot of interest in franchising. And fortunately for us here being in Northville, Michigan, we have opportunities to get in front of a lot of prospects that maybe would be interested in replacing their lost income and, you know, maybe getting involved in a business where they can call their own shots.
Right. Absolutely. That's terrific. Yeah. What were you doing, Daryl, before joining Allegra?
I was involved in the military, the Air Force, for 6 years. And then after leaving the military, I got involved in actually opening up a printing business. And I started with one, and then I eventually went to multiple locations. It was always the dream to own a business. I didn't know what it was going to be at the time.
Right.
But I got involved operating three locations, and then about 6-7 years later, I eventually sold those businesses to my managers, which a lot of those businesses today are still operating, and then joined the home office at Allegra.
Wow, that's terrific. That's something.
Yeah, Dal, describe the history of the organization a little bit. I mean, it's gotten to be such a huge company. Maybe, you know, talk about the history for us a little bit, please.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. We got involved back in, started the company back in 1976, and we started franchising in 77 with five locations in Michigan.
Right.
And we were able to successively grow that operation to 300 or 400 locations. And then in the year 2002, we did a couple major acquisitions. One was with a company called InstiPrints, mm-hmm. which a lot of those locations were converting over to the Allegra Print and Imaging brand. And then in 2005, we did another major acquisition that's going to tie in very well with the print industry, and that's Signs Now. They're out of Sarasota, Florida, and we did a major acquisition with them, and that was in the year 2005. So, as you maybe know, I'm a shareholder with four other individuals, and the key shareholder in this company is Tom Monahan, who started Domino's years ago.
Right, right. Wow. That's incredible.
We have currently, like you said, over 600 locations today. Our system-wide sales are in the neighborhood of about $370 million. And, you know, we look to, you know, try to grow this to, you know, our goal is to grow this to about $600 million in system-wide sales by the year 2010.
That's incredible.
Dal, with everything your company's doing, it seemed like that would be a likely type of you know, transition into the sign business. I guess you have big plans with going in that direction.
Yeah, I think, you know, from a standpoint that there's so many similarities here.
Right.
When you look at the print side and you look at the sign side of this business and everything, we're sort of dealing with a similar type of candidate,
mm-hmm.
somebody that maybe wants to get into a business that's business to business, which
right.
is attractive to a lot of people coming out of corporate America today. Also, the fact that our businesses are open 8:30 to 5:30. And really the whole technology side of this business is emerging. So there's a lot of similarities with large format printers and digital copiers and, you know, the opportunity to put ink or toner on paper. So we feel that we've got the expertise here with our franchisees on the print side, and it's tied in very well with the franchisees on the sign side.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it seems like a natural match there.
It does.
How would you describe the Allegra Network franchise system, Darryl? That's an interesting question, right?
Yes. Are you looking for, like, you know, some of the characteristics, or how would you – what? Make sure I understand your question.
Well, I mean, just in general, how is maybe Allegra, you know, different from your competitors?
Okay, that's a good question. Basically, I guess the difference between us and some of our competitors out there, we're very focused on, we've got a couple of unique business models here. Number one, and maybe some of you know this, but we're unique when it really comes to franchising. Number one, we have an active conversion program.
Yeah,
and really none of our competitors today have this type of program. And basically what we do is we go out and identify independent printing businesses that want to sell. We're sort of like the matchmaker.
Right, right.
And we match them up with qualified buyers that are looking to buy an existing business. So we have two different business models. The conversion model is really set up for somebody that's looking to replace their lost income. And, you know, we're targeting businesses out there that have sales of anywhere between $500,000 to about $2.5 million. And fortunately for us, this program started about 10 years ago when we were helping our franchisees sort of acquire the competition. Mm-hmm. We have today over 400 independent printing businesses across the country that are looking for an exit strategy, that are ready to retire.
Right.
So we find the qualified buyers, and then what we do over a period of after 90 days after the franchisee's been trained, we convert it to our Allegra Print and Imaging brand. So that's the one business model. The second business model is we started up a new digital print center. And this is a lower investment model for somebody that might want to get into this industry without dealing with the offset printing side as far as putting ink on paper. The way these operations are set up, the best way for me to describe it is a little bit like a mini Kinko's.
Right, right.
We basically do digital black and white and color. We also do signs, large format banners and signs. We handle mailing services. And it's a business that's B2B, business to business, and it's very attractive from the standpoint that it's open from 8:30 to 5:30, and you run it with very few employees. So when I look at what the traditional comparison, when you look at from the way that we compare ourselves to maybe our competition out there, a lot of them are sort of going after the traditional model of just, maybe offset on paper.
Right.
And what we've decided to do is change with the times. We wanted to be able to come up with a business model for somebody that wanted to run maybe a larger size business and not do a new startup. Our average conversion is about $1 million a year in sales. So the nice thing about that is if they're looking at the conversion model, they can come in. They already got the people in place. The equipment's in place. We usually go in with our regional operations support people, and we might implement our new pricing software. We give them a lot of suggestions on how to improve their, productivity. We make some changes maybe with staff or, the expense side. And, that model has been very successful for us, and we're looking to really expand that across the country.
I think that's great how you give the franchisees the different options, the two different models, whether it's digital print, staying with the times, updated technology. And as you know, us working together on the conversion side, people get the franchisees get the best of both worlds. They get an existing business so they can start making money right away with an existing business that's been there a while making money, and then the fact that you're converting it, with the expression conversion over to an Allegra. And on the financing side, our lenders really have liked that type of loan, because lenders love financing businesses, making money in business, and when you improve it with you coming in and doing all the things you guys do, and then of course putting the Allegra name on it, it just makes it very attractive, and I can see why franchisees are very interested in that type of model.
Yeah, it's amazing, Don. You bring up a good point, but I would say of about 80% of the leads that we get today are from folks that are looking to buy an existing business.
Right.
They're looking for a way to maybe replace that lost income, or if they're in corporate America and they're working and they want to, acquire a business, or, maybe consider doing a franchise. The one thing attractive about this is that everything's pretty much in place for them. So we'll have financial statements for them. We can give them a lot of the history. Obviously, they got experienced personnel there already to run and operate the business. And we try to focus more with the new franchisee when they come to our training class. We try to really work on, teaching them sort of to stay focused on working on the business, not so much in the business every day. And we've had a lot of success. Our training program, so you understand, we do 2 weeks of training here at our office in Northfield, Michigan, and then we assign them to our regional operations director where they spend a week. And then we also, which is very helpful, the existing owner that's selling that business stays on it for an additional 30 days, 30 to 60 days to transition it. So that's helpful for a new owner. They get usually at minimum 7 weeks of training.
That's something.
Yeah, just smooth out the whole transition period. just makes it much less stressful. So
absolutely.
Great. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, how about the industry, Daryl? I've read that you guys are in like the third largest. You're like the third largest in the manufacturing industry. How big is the industry in general?
The industry, good question. The total industry is $166 billion.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's a major industry today when you're looking at, you know, what, you know, companies have to do, you know, as far as putting, you know, ink or toner on paper. And, it, you know, it's continued to grow, and, you know, we're excited to be part of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, Daryl, it is growing. You know, as the technology, I guess, becomes more advanced, you guys are continuing to grow with that technology.
Absolutely.
That's something.
So an area that we're trying to focus on right now, obviously, is adding a lot of the, there's a lot of value-added capabilities, full-color printing, mailing services, which is growing at 6 to 20% a year. And, you know, our franchise concepts are uniquely positioned to take advantage of the growth.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess as the laws become more strict, Daryl, you know, with things like telemarketing and spam email and faxing and all that other stuff, more people will start mailing, I guess, too.
Absolutely.
That's something.
And, you know, that's a big part of our business. I always tell people when they say, you know, they ask me the question, well, Daryl, what is this, some of the things that you print or copy or whatever? I said, just take a look at your junk mail that you get every day at your house.
Right, right.
You know? I mean, they always talk about us going to a paperless society. I know myself how much junk mail I get at the house every day from advertisers, but those are important customers of ours. So
exactly.
Not only do we design it, we print it, we do all the bindery, and then we mail it for them. So that's an area that's key to our business and everything. There's only maybe about 3% of the printers today that actually do mailing, and we're very focused on that area. We're trying to get every single shop that's under the Allegra Network brand to handle the mailing.
That's absolutely a nice added diversified service, the mailing, the whole, you handle the whole thing, just make it easy on the customer. And, yeah, I mean, you're right. The bottom line is mailings and brochures and postcards, it all works, or people wouldn't be doing it.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Daryl, can you stick around for another segment?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So I think, Joe, what we'll do is we'll take a break here. And we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
World Talk Radio.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Jims. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Jims has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Jims makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Jims has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Jims? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in 6 states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicjims.com. That's www.garlicjims.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Jims.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system in opening your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's guest is Daryl Buchanan, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development for Allegra Print and Imaging. And, Daryl, one of the questions we like to ask our guests is, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since joining Allegra Network?
Well, you know, I always had a dream of, you know, owning my own business since I was a young person, grew up in a blue-collar family. And the most interesting thing that ever happened to me, you know, with my military background and everything like that, was having an opportunity not only to own a franchise but own multiple locations.
Right.
And then being a partner in a chain that has over 600 locations worldwide. So I'm real excited about, you know, having that ownership. You know, I never knew where franchising was going to go. I never knew about, if I owned one business, I could be part of a franchisor that has over 600 today. So to me, that's maybe the most interesting thing that's happened in my life and since joining Allegra.
That's fantastic.
Just the whole excitement of the growth. Absolutely. And the different brands you have now, and the signs and the upgraded technology. I imagine that's a lot of excitement for you, Daryl, what you've seen, especially over the last few years.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, we try to grow pretty conservatively. I mean, we want to make sure we're putting the right people in the right business.
Right.
We expect to do this year somewhere in the neighborhood of about 70 locations. In the first quarter of this year, we did 20, and so we're very excited about that growth, but more importantly, we want to make sure that we match up the prospect with the business and get them off to the right start.
Right.
Yeah, well, I know from our relationship, I mean, the people who call us are, you know, very solid business people, know what they're doing, and you can tell, have the right attitude, and, you know, you can tell that are going to be successful. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time to find that business on the conversion. But, you know, very solid business people, so I can see, your goal of, you know, finding the right people is the right strategy.
Absolutely, and we've been very fortunate about that. As you know, we've been around, you know, it's been 30 years, and we reinvest a lot of the dollars that, you know, that we generate from the royalty side back into support and training, and that's very important to us, and that's the reason. You know, with any organization today, you got to have good validation. And what I mean by that is that most prospects are going to talk to franchisees. That's what I always recommend. And, you know, we have about 95% validation, and that's important to us. When we put somebody in business, we always tell them, hey, you know, you need to talk to people that maybe just recently joined the franchise or people that have been with us for 20 years. So, yes, you know, that's very important to us.
That's a good point. And talking about finding the right people, I mean, what specific characteristics do you think will make a successful Allegra Print and Imaging franchisee, Daryl?
Well, that's a good question. We're normally looking for people that have a strong work ethic. and a desire to succeed. And, you know, we're also looking for people that have, you know, that are very customer service oriented.
Right.
And, you know, have a positive attitude, that look at the glasses half full instead of half empty. But, you know, also, you know, we're attracting a lot of people out of, you know, corporate America today that just, you know, want to control their own destiny and call their own shots. And
I really
so,
have that motivation,
you know,
right.
Even though it's important what they have on their resume, more important to us is that we've got people of all walks of life. And, you know, and if I find somebody that, you know, where they feel very strongly about the desire to succeed with a strong work ethic, you know, it goes so far.
Right. Absolutely.
You talked before about training a little bit being a couple of weeks, Darrell. Anything more specific about training that's unique to the Allegra Network?
Yeah, that's also a good question. I mean, the fact that, you know, we always want to give more training than not enough. We've got a lot of great programs out there that we have for the franchisees. Not only do they get the 2 weeks and the week of on-site training, but they get 30 days of training from the existing owner on the conversion side. And then from there, we assign them to what we call a performance group. And this is like a peer group. So, for instance, if you know, you're buying a business that's doing $1 million a year in sales, we're going to match you up with five or six other franchisees that are going to be part of what we call a performance group, and that's where we sit down and they sit down with other fellow franchisees and talk about ways to improve their cost of goods, ways to improve their cost of labor, how to control their expenses, you know, what they do on the marketing side, if they have questions about equipment, if they got questions on staffing, if they got questions on, you know, pricing or anything like that. We assign them to a group and we monitor that. Our regional operations directors that are in the field work with the new franchisees and work with the franchisees that are involved in the performance group. So not only are we teaching, but we a lot of times say the franchisee is really mentoring the new people coming in.
That's interesting. Yeah,
that's tremendous. Like, it's basically a support group.
Right. Sharing
and,
best
and
practices.
Everybody has the same goals. I'm sorry,
right.
Marty?
Yeah, I was saying to share best practices, Darrell and Doc.
Yes, best practices. We've been doing, and this is all part of our marketing materials, just whole part of our, you know, training and support here. We've been part of an annual operating ratio study that all franchisees can participate in. And, you know, that's shared at the performance groups. They come to a performance group every 6 months, and they'll travel to different locations throughout the country. And but that annual operating ratio study has been very, very helpful to us as a franchisor, trying to help the franchisee understand what an income statement is and what a balance sheet is.
Right.
Because face it, most of us are not CPAs.
Right.
We look at, you know, maybe joining a franchise. So we try to, you know, give them the tools and give them the information and try to teach them how to be successful in this business from the numbers.
Absolutely. What's a typical day like, Darrell, for an Allegra print and imaging franchisee? Is it like a kind of like a 9 to 5, as you were mentioning earlier, like because it's business to business?
Yeah, it's 8:30 to 5:30 most of our hours. We're closed on the weekend, but a typical day normally is you come in, and usually what happens in the first hour or so, they meet with all the employees and the staff, and they have a production meeting. They talk about the work, the jobs that are in process, you know, talk about what maybe has to get done that day. They also, you know, spend some time, you know, maybe invoicing some of the customers. They'll spend some time in the community. We highly recommend for new franchisees to get involved in the Rotary or the Chamber or some other kind of networking organization where they spend time. But more importantly, if whether you're buying an existing business with customers or opening up a new one, what's important is that we want our franchisee to focus on their top 50 accounts because that represents about 80% of our business. A lot of our customers are repeat customers that come back to us on a monthly basis, and so we try to focus a lot on retention and relationship building. So we have the new franchisee normally going out and just touching a lot of people in the community because that's very important.
Absolutely.
I forgot to mention before, Daryl, and you might have forgotten, but I also my business uses Allegra here in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
You mentioned that.
And that's Ellis Galley Media, I think you work with.
Right, right. Yes. I think that was mandatory. I think you demanded I have to use Allegra for the first time.
Well, I think you made the right decision. Hopefully you're getting very good service, and I know he's a good franchisee, and we're excited about him being part of our team.
Yeah, I've been very happy with the service. Very consistent and, you know, nothing ever to worry about, so we've been happy.
Great, thank you.
Awesome. Daryl, we have about 30 seconds. What's the best way for someone to get in touch with you or get more information on Allegra?
Well, the best way to do that is to call our toll-free number.
Okay.
And that's 1-888-258-2730.
Okay.
And they can call in, and we can set them out some information, or we can set them out our disclosure document.
Okay.
And also, you know, they can visit our website, and that's www.allegranetwork.
Okay, good. We have
Allegra, allegranetwork.com.
That's great. We have that actually posted on our show page, and we can actually put the phone number up there as well, Daryl.
Yeah.
But I want to thank you. You've been a fantastic guest, and you guys have an incredible opportunity. So, you know, I look forward to speaking with you guys again in the future.
Great
thank
job, Daryl, and look forward to continued working with your company. And, again, appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Daryl. You have a great day today.
Thank you.
Take care.
Great show, Donna. It was something else.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting concept.
Yeah, I've been working with Allegra for years, and I didn't know a few things that he was, you know, talking about. I think it's great, you know, investing in a franchise. You just reinforce why people invest in a franchise. Things like that performance group, support group. I mean, those things are great to help you continue to succeed and grow.
Right, absolutely. Well, that's good. Well, you did another good job, Don. Fantastic
yeah,
show. Again, next week, who's our guest next week?
I think it's us. I think we're the guest.
There you go. We're the guest next week. So
people listen.
Can't forget about that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a great show next week. And following week, we have Jim Cohen. And we have, I think we have the whole month of May actually booked as well, too. So we'll have those up on the show page as well. So we have
a lot of nice stuff coming up. Yeah.
So much going on, you know. Very, very busy here at Franchise Interviews. But for our listeners, go to franchiseinterviews.com, and you can actually hear all of our previous shows that we've done. There's a lot of great information on that website. Subscribe to the newsletter, and I guess I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Yeah, okay. Good, Marty.
You have a great day today, Don.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.